Evening News. Good evening. It's Tuesday, July 14th.
The organization World Can't Wait rallied for the impeachment of Judge Jay Bybee in front of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals today in San Francisco. Bybee is known for authoring a memo that authorized torture of alleged terrorism suspects while he served in the Bush Administration Justice Department from 2001 to 2003. Aaron Murray reports.
At the federal courthouse on 7th Street in Mission, World Can't Wait set up what they called the Bush and Bybee Torture Museum. It featured photos of tortured prisoners and signs that detailed approved torture techniques. Here's Sharon Adams, who's on the National Lawyers Guild Committee Against Torture.
The photo that's on the end, which is of Lindy England, the famous photo of her with the leash around the guy's neck and he's laying on the ground. That's actually one of the techniques that's described in Jay Bybee's memos. And she did go to jail and serve time for that. And he is sitting as a federal judge. And he's the one that authorized it. He wrote it. It's right here. Walling. It's right here on the thing. To wear down resistance, the detainee is placed on his heels, with heels touching a hard concrete wall with a thick collar around his neck.
Stephanie Tang, one of the organizers of today's protest, explains why Bybee's prosecution is important, even when the Bush era has come to a close.
One of the things that people ask all the time is, if so many heinous war crimes were committed, then why won't Obama's administration prosecute? And now there's conversation coming, especially from Attorney General Holder. He's saying that things are so bad that he's considering prosecution. Considering prosecution is not enough. It actually has to happen. If these people are not prosecuted, everything they've done stands as permanent and legitimate, and that really cannot be allowed to happen.
Tang encourages the public to speak out.
People need to go out in public and make it clear that in the same way that the people in the 60s and 70s made it clear that what the government was doing in another unjust, illegal, illegitimate war in Vietnam was not acceptable to them and that they would refuse to tolerate a government that prosecuted a war like that. This is what people need to do today, you know. So many people thought this was wrong when it happened under Bush and Cheney. And if it was wrong under Bush and Cheney, it's wrong now under Obama, and we have to stand up and stop it.
World Can't Wait seeks the impeachment of Judge Bybee and his prosecution as a war criminal, along with other Bush administration officials it holds responsible for torture. Starting today, the group will organize in front of the courthouse each week that the court is in session. For Pacifica Radio, I am Aaron Murray.